epiphanies.
Part of the community. The next idea.
Good ideas normally come from the collision between smaller hunches so that they form something bigger than themselves.
There's no shortage of conversation in this state about helping people who are on the margins of society, the poor, the disabled, the elderly. But our latest contributor to the next idea is challenging us to flip the coin, look to those who are not living in society's mainstream, and seek out their ideas and their solutions to the problems we all face. Logan Williams is an assistant professor of sociology in the Lyman Briggs College at Michigan State University. Good to have you with us, Logan.
Thanks. I'm really glad to be a part of this project.
Logan, we so easily get locked into that mindset of thinking that these marginalized people need our help and need our handouts, but then we're really missing a great opportunity to address problems with a new set of eyes, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. It's not that people who are on the fringes or on the margins of our society don't need our help. Absolutely, that they do. But they also have actual insight and ideas that we're missing out when we don't ask them.
And in your essay, you talk about the need to look at what you call innovation from the margins, which means what?
For me, innovation from the margins means getting the perspective of those who are in the margins or on the fringe, so to speak, maybe the poor or the elderly, in the United States, people of color. And then just kind of getting their perspective on what sorts of technology or social policy or new science is needed, and that can make Michigan and the United States even better.
What would we get from them, do you think, that we're not getting if we don't turn to them?
Because of their position in the margins, they just have really unique insights because of some of the struggles they've been through. They just have perspectives that, you know, people who are in the mainstream won't be able to share. An example might be when I spoke with a person who is low vision in North Carolina, and, you know, she has children, and she's raising them just like you or I would raise our children, and her son plays video games, but she's not able to participate in that activity with him because it's so geared towards visual perspective, and if there's something from the video game, for example, that would allow her to share in that with him, it would be better for him and it would be better for her. It would make the game more attractive to people with low vision and blindness, and then it might be better for the company as well because they'd be able to sell more. So something like that.
Would you say that these marginalized folks are being included now? Are you seeing much of an effort by professors or tech entrepreneurs or politics to get their insights?
That's a great question. I know that here at MSU there are lots of different initiatives. For example, we have the Peace and Social Justice research group and teaching group here at MSU. We have a conference that I'm planning called Knowledge from the Margin, Social Justice and Sustainability here at MSU in August. So I think lots of different people are thinking about this. I've looked at some TED Talks by various entrepreneurs from Silicon Valley. I think there's, you know, a turn towards this, but I really wanted to bring it to the attention of people here in Michigan, and I think that working with you guys has allowed me to do that, so that's really great.
Logan, you used to be an engineer. You worked on new technologies in healthcare, and I'm wondering, what was it that made you go into academia and want to look more closely at innovation from the margins?
Okay, that's also a great question. You know, it's funny that you ask, because I was an engineer, and I was working on cardiovascular diagnostic tool, basically. And the whole idea is, since cardiovascular disease is a big issue for a lot of people, if you can catch it earlier, people aren't going to suffer from strokes and heart attacks and not going to have those really poor health outcomes. But I found myself really frustrated when I talked to my advisor about the potential utility of the tool. And so I did switch out of engineering and into academia because I wanted to not only myself rethink how we can do innovation, but also try and help students rethink how they can do innovation as they continue on in their careers and lives.
Logan, what was so frustrating for you?
Well, I talked to my advisor about the utility of the tool, and he said that it was unlikely that doctors would adopt it. And I was surprised because, you know, I'd spent so much time and energy on it. I thought it was going to be potentially really useful. And he just kind of said, well, no, doctors don't like change. They're not going to easily accept this new technology. And, you know, switching from engineering to a social science degree helped me to think about that issue a little bit more deeply, think about innovation a little bit differently, and kind of figure out what is it that doctors are struggling with, what is it that patients are struggling with, and institutions such as hospitals and insurance companies are struggling with that would prevent such a tool from being utilized.
Logan, in your essay for The Next Idea, you argue that anyone who innovates, whether it be professors or entrepreneurs or politicians or scientists, those folks should develop closer relationships with the places in our communities where you find the people who are living on the margins, you know, nursing homes, homeless shelters, libraries, places of worship. But you stress that in order to create a real meaningful exchange of ideas, we have to consciously create a positive atmosphere in these meetings. Why is that, and what do you exactly mean by that?
Well, part of the reason why we're going to people on the margins and the fringe for new innovation is because they have unique perspectives. But that perspective came at a cost to them. They, you know, they've suffered. They've gone through some tragedies. Maybe they're poor. Maybe they are struggling to raise children as a single parent. So that means that there's, you know, a power difference between someone who's in the mainstream and someone who's in the margins. And while getting their insight will both help them and help innovators more generally, you need to create that safe space so that that power differential doesn't create more hardship for them.
Yeah, I see exactly what you mean by that. What's next for you, Logan? You want to dive more deeply into this subject in your research and teaching at MSU. Where do you see this going?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm in conversation with some other faculty to start a sort of social entrepreneurship course, particularly designed for students who are either in a science major or maybe they're a social scientist, but they're interested in science and its impact in society. And we want to work with persons who are marginalized on problems of, you know, democratizing science, basically kind of looking at innovation from the margins, looking at how we can create new solutions for problems in science from the perspectives of those who are marginalized.
Logan Williams teaches sociology at the Lyman Briggs College at Michigan State University, and you'll find the essay at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. As always, we welcome your thoughts and comments in that comments section beneath Logan's essay or on Twitter at NextIdeaMI. Logan Williams, thank you so much for talking with us and sharing your ideas.
Thanks for allowing me to talk.